All right, Philip. I thought your whoop speed was good. You were good in the whoops. Kind of drifted back a little bit more than I would have liked in the main.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how. Obviously, that triple word thrasher went down on. I hadn't done that all day, so that kind of ate me up. I would go two triple singles, so that was slow, and that was about 1.2 seconds elapsed.
Oh, was it that bit? Was that much? Oh,
it's a bad. And I would lose it, and then I'd try and blow my brains out in the whoops and make up for it. And yeah, it is. Yeah, it is what it is. We can only have 9 whoops, but we got rhythm sections the size of fucking football fields times 2. You know, it makes no sense, or whoever makes those fucking judgment calls. So, and then the rhythm after the finish line, like, dude, mental, the trend, like, I don't know, it's just fucking bullshit. Whoever comes up with that shit. So,
I thought the track looked really cool. I was telling Marchbanks, I thought the track looked really cool from the press box. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be long and jumpy and rhythm, and then it's like didn't really turn out that way. Everything kind of stayed the same.
Yeah, I mean, it turns into, it was kind of one line, and when they do rhythm lanes that long where they have kinks in them and stuff, it's just like, it's a one line type of deal. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a failed thing or what, who makes the calls on stuff like that. But yeah, 9 whoops and no dragons backs, but we got massive fucking booter triples and stuff. It's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense. So, but overall, I felt really good for 15 plus one. I had a really good start. RJ and I tangled onto the tabletop, and
yeah, that looked close. Like, did you almost go down?
I almost went down. Yeah, and RJ almost went down, and it kind of spooked me a little bit in my first 4 laps. I got freight trains, you know, and I didn't find my rhythm till about lap 8. So I'm kind of bummed, and I'm not bummed. I felt like I rode good, but then I come back and I look at the times. It's just like, you're 36 seconds off RJ, and I'm like, what the fuck? Where?
Yeah.
Where did I lose 36?
1.2 a lap on the triple.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we only did 15 laps, right. So you know, so I don't know. I'm a little frustrated with that, but I mean, Juju is right there, Oldenburg, and G wasn't that far ahead, but G did catch me from behind. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of frustrated.
Can you help G with his starts? I mean, yours were good. Yeah.
I mean, starts are easy. You go when the fucking gate drops. I don't know what to tell you. You know, rhythm sections are easy. Just fucking seat bounce it and jump it. But yeah, I don't know. He needs to figure that part out, and I need to figure out the other part. But yeah, and I don't know. I'm not going to lie. After I saw Thrasher do that, I was like, all right, I kind of got to do it in the main.
Yeah.
And then I saw Thrasher clip it, and I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm out, you know. So yeah, I just made it up in the whoops, in both sets. I felt really good, and yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, so you didn't feel like the whoops were good for you because, yeah, you were pulling guys.
Yeah, like I – so, yeah. All the time I was losing there in that rhythm, I'd gain back in the whoops. So if I could have just done that rhythm and the whoops, I would have been in the ballpark. But I just, yeah, I did. I didn't do it. It's pussy-itis runs deep. So at this point in my life, I'm not, I don't know, it sucks to say, but I didn't want to risk it on that one. I did my line for 15 plus one, and then that was it. So
we'll talk to you Monday.
Fuck, all right.